Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. So today's gospel is about losing and finding, lost and being found, and the change that takes place with it. I think we can identify how many of you have lost your keys or lost a cell phone, and then you need to call your cell phone to find out where it is. When I taught high school, it was incredible to have someone say to me, "I lost my homework." Within 24 hours, it was just gone. There are also serious situations that affect us, and afterwards we say, "I lost so much time," or "I lost so many years," or "I lost my faith," or "I lost hope," or "I lost what love is like." And whether we've lost our keys or lost love or faith or good years, there is an energy around that expression, "I have lost." There's a deep energy. When you lose your keys, it's just an energy of panic. When you lose years, it's something deeper. But in each case, there's something going on that's affected you. Last summer, not this one, but last summer, I went on a retreat. And the retreat ended at noon, and my plans were to leave the retreat and drive up to Northern California. The retreat house was in Vallejermo, which is off the Pear Blossom Highway near Palmdale, very small town. And I looked at the map, and I saw Vallejermo, and I saw Highway 5, and I saw roads going to Highway 5, and I said, "I'll just cut across." So I started out, and I was in a good mood. I was filled with peace from my retreat, and I wasn't really paying attention. I just assumed going west was all I needed to do. Within an hour, I realized, this isn't exactly, I thought I'd be at the Highway 5 by now. And I began to feel a sense of lost. I think I'm lost. After the second hour, I knew I was. But when you've been driving for 2 hours and you're taken by surprise with how lost you really are, because at that point, they were only those wiggly rural roads where you see cows and no houses. And there I was. And in that kind of lost situation, I was also emotionally losing my self-confidence. When you're that lost, you sometimes don't know how to reach out for help. You're just lost in a moment, trying to survive. And that's the mode I was in, trying to just aim for Highway 5. And on my dashboard, you know, it has the indicator north, south, east, west. I just kept going west. I will pick up this story later. Now, in this particular gospel, we hear Jesus talk about a lost sheep and a lost coin. And, of course, that shepherd and that woman were gripped in that moment with an emotional sense of loss, and they went after that sheep, and she went after that coin. But besides that lost sheep and that lost coin, there are other characters in this gospel. Maybe today you don't feel lost. Maybe you feel like the other 99 sheep or the other 9 coins. Or maybe today you can identify in some degree to the sinners and tax collectors because you know you wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. Or maybe today you're feeling kind of righteous, like the Pharisees and scribes. And in one sense, you might feel like life is good. I have it together. No problems right now. No sense of loss. No need, really, of more than what I have. It's good. But this gospel is not about types of people. It's about how we respond. Because the sinners, we hear later, were willing to repent. And the Greek word for repent is actually metanoia, which means to change, to have a change of heart. So the sinners were open to something more than where they were at that point in life. The Pharisees were probably stuck with their judgmental, critical attitude of the sinners and tax collectors and of Jesus, and not looking around, and of course not thinking of themselves as needing to be open to the message of this gospel. And this gospel is also about the character of God. And so Jesus presents God as a shepherd, filthy and unclean. I wondered if you noticed last Sunday in the parish hall, while we were all in line and eating food with chili and cornbread and pie on our plates, there was a homeless man that had wandered in, filthy and unclean. I was so struck by that and realized God had wandered in among us, we each holding God. And there was another image of God in that homeless man. And another image that Jesus presents is that of a woman. That is startling for 2,000 years ago and for today, because they were second-class citizens. But Jesus uses these two characters to portray a God who went crazy after losing a sheep. Hopefully, the other 99 were left in good hands. The woman was crazed searching the house to find this coin. But then Jesus really wants us to recognize what's next. And that's the joy of God, the rejoicing that permeates that part of this gospel. And joy and rejoicing are found more often in Luke's gospel than any other. And Jesus wants us to know that. That there is this part of God that is always searching, wanting to bring us out of who we are into more of who we can be. And rejoicing when our light bulb goes on and we recognize that we actually are found in God. That who we are, the actual amazing light that is ours, is the light that shines through us because we have been found in God. In my journey on those little teeny roads trying to hit to Highway 5, I did finally see Highway 5 from a ridge looking down on this little strip of highway, and I'm way up here, and now I need to go from there down to here. But going from there down to finally getting to Highway 5, something happened in that journey. First of all, in that space of several hours of the emotional sense of feeling lost, I sensed God watching my green Subaru from a distance, and God right in those feelings with me. That sense of God watching the Subaru from a distance was a sense of God encompassing all the world in that moment. And in that moment, God encompassing me. And how do you do that, God? How do you do both? That's part of the breakthrough invitation that God offers us. That it's never an either or. It's a both and. That we can be both lost and found. Our emotions need to catch up with us, but God is already there. My story about driving is not meant to be a story just about driving. It's a metaphor, isn't it? That we all get on a road. We all think we're headed in the right direction. And sometimes all of a sudden we find that we have strayed. How did I get here? Why am I here? How do I leave here? How do I change? How do I become who I think I'm called to be and I'm not there yet? And that's part of what's going on in this gospel. That there is a grace and mercy that's always available, always inviting, always, in one sense, trying to help us shift our car gears to be in the right speed and direction. Once we begin to sense that aha moment, that we are not alone, that a way is being shown, we too enter the joy of God. We are relieved. Those moments of joy and relief, the moments of being lost and found, are not once and for all situations. They are constant and always available. Our God is dynamic, not static. Our lives are dynamic, not static. And so we are always invited into recognizing these found moments. Moments when we really know we are not alone. And there are several I think you can identify with. In prayer, I do not feel alone. Because for one thing, I'm talking to God. And I believe God's listening or I wouldn't be praying. So prayer is this basic found moment of knowing that God is in this situation that you're praying about with you. One of the most profound found moments that I experience is actually every Sunday and every Wednesday in Holy Communion. When I receive that bread and wine and taste it and drink it, it is a real God moment for me. I know I'm being given God. I'm being given grace. I'm in God's mercy. I am not lost. I am found. I'm not just experiencing God in that moment. I'm experiencing you. Because in that moment of bread and wine, I am surrounded by community. I am obviously not alone. One of the feelings of being lost is feeling alone. And when that shepherd found that sheep and that woman found that coin, they were not alone. We are never alone. Another moment of feeling found is a moment of love, no matter how simple or ecstatic. In a moment of love, you are understood and accepted. In a moment of love, you are giving that to another person. And that exchange is another grace of God. God is love, and to receive and give that, you are not alone in that moment. You are being transformed. That's the change of heart that God is talking about in this particular gospel. Another moment of being found is in nature, God's first gift to us. When you're in nature, you do not feel alone. You are surrounded by beauty. And that beauty is a healing beauty. It's God's first gift to us. So today, if you or if you know of someone who has wandered off the road, or you feel that you see someone and you feel they've lost their way, or you feel you've lost a part of your faith, a part of hope, a part of love, some years, some time. If you, in this feeling of loss, feel like you've shrunk into a corner or are isolating yourself, God is searching you out. No matter how lost you may feel or lost that you really are, God does not and never will give up on you. No matter what stress or multiple stresses make you lose sight of the good that surrounds you, the stress that blinds you to what you do have, God does not give up on you. No matter what bad decisions have taken you down a difficult trail, God knows that and doesn't give up on you. No matter what life circumstances have troubled you so much that you feel beyond help, God is still there. We may feel alienated from everyone and everything, but we are never lost to God. There is nothing you can do, nor anything that can be done to you, that takes you out of the reach of the God who was there. No matter how emotionally drained or physically tired you are because of stress, and in that moment you might feel lost even to yourself, God never forgets where you are and who you are. It is an amazing grace to be lost and then found. And know you're going to be found day after day after day. And let it go deeper still. Amen.